Hi, I am Fen Lily, and I'm from Bristol. What's good? It was written about the boy that all of the other songs on the record are about, and I wrote it after I was told that I had 2 months to stay with this man and then he was going to move away. So I guess it's about realizing what you have to let go of and trying to accept that in a way. That was the last song that I wrote for the record, and I wrote it about a boy who I met who I thought was perfect, and then I realised that he was the same as all of the other people that I had been choosing, and I came to a realisation that I had to stop putting myself in situations that made me sad and that were damaging to me, and I needed to surround myself with people and things that fed me in a good way, rather than feeding this part of myself that likes being sad. So it's the end of an era, that song. I think that the next record, as a result of realising what I realised in that song, will maybe be more positive, I hope.
Wonder if you saw that I was sorry for the beating of my heart when it woke you in the car park. And maybe I should tell you that I've villainized my body for too long. Would it help you find excuses to move on? To be stronger, I'm no mother, but I've done a lot to prove to those I love that they are good enough. I don't believe in luck, so I am giving up. Hope to find a reason for my fear. Feelings leaving at the start. It makes my sleeping harder. I don't know much about you, so I'm trying not to doubt you. But in time, I know you'll let me down, and that is fine. A feeling I can't shake, it's getting strong.
Called Unfuck the World. It's by Angel Olsen. And it's from a record called Burn Your Fire for No Witness, which is a record that I listened to a lot when I was studying. I was doing art A-level, and I would just put that record on, and I knew that by the time the record ended I should have a break because it's a certain amount of time long. And the way that she plays guitar has massively influenced how I structure my songs. I think, yeah, I really love Angel Olsen a lot. And I don't do the song justice. It's a fantastic song, if you haven't heard it. It's very cool.
I kept my mouth shut and opened up the door.
brother. That was written about my brother, obviously. And I actually wrote it when I got home from a party and I was really drunk and I can't remember writing it, but I recorded it in my phone and then I found it the next day. And I felt like I needed to write a positive song about a man in my life, because, or at least include it in the record, because all the other songs maybe might give you the impression that I hate men, and I really don't. I've just had really bad luck. So yeah, Brother's about the one boy in my life who I can depend on absolutely.
Take.